asking for help. These three words could start storms within you.
What? Me? Ask for help? This sounds surreal.
As if it is some forbidden act to reach out and ask for assistance.
What is sin?
We have been taught to be so independent that we cannot rely on others, even for a simple question. As if we have done so much wrong by asking for a clarification or help. We have been taught to thrive alone and to figure out everything alone. Meanwhile, it is essential to ask for someone's help. It is essential and crucial to ask for people with expertise for certain assistance. We could swim the sea and climb mountains, but never reach out for the help of a colleague. But who really taught us that we need to figure out everything alone? Cooperation is the facet of modern success. And what one cannot achieve on an individual level could become so much easier to attain when worked by a group. Allow people to help you. But first, allow yourself to ask for help. Whether it's at home or at work, letting our ego do the work for us is only going to drain us and shrink our capacities. We can expand and grow when we let people handle things for us. So many people are decent, and so many of these decent people are there for you. Let your friends listen to you. Let your family members give you time. Let your colleague at work assist you with advice. Let a teammate handle a task for you. It is not wrong. It's absolutely right to let people give a hand where they could and when they need it. Asking for help doesn't mean you are weak or that you are incapable. It only means that you are human and that you need the presence of another human in order to figure something out. It might feel tough sometimes to ask for someone to be present for you and to do something. But believe me that asking for help is an act of bravery. It is something that humbles and equalizes us as human beings. It means that no one is above anyone else and we can all be there to support one another as needed. When we are asked for help by someone else, this strengthens the bond we have with those people. And I have no doubt that some of your kindest gestures will be sitting in someone's heart somewhere, right now, and that someone is just waiting for the moment to help you out too. Let's break down and limit these social constructs and believe that we are only setting ourselves back from growing as individuals when we stop ourselves from asking for help. Let's reform the concept of asking for help. Let's normalize what should be normal in the first place. Seek the assistance of people around you. Go to therapy when you need it. Asking for help isn't only limited to work. Sometimes we ruin ourselves by not asking for help to grow as individuals. Sometimes we notice that we need assistance concerning our mental health, but we reject being given the help. Shame is the killer of all success and growth. Do not overthink what people think. Challenge yourself to ask for help. Start with things that have low stakes, such as asking your neighbor for any favor. This is going to let you practice and believe that talking to people and requesting stuff isn't that big of a deal. Think of the countless times you have helped others. Did you judge them? Did you think of them as weak? Or did you feel privileged and honored to be asked to help them out? Didn't it give you a boost of confidence? So every time you want to shy away from asking for help, remind yourself of how you have felt when you have been asked yourself. Drop the stigma you have attached to reaching out. And by that, I mean that every time the thoughts of tough it out or you can do it on your own pop in your brain, reaffirm to yourself that asking for help is great and that it is a brave action. And by being helped, you are also gifting someone the chance to help you. Last and foremost, create the support bubble in your life. Have people around you that will be always ready to assist you anytime you need it. Surround yourself with people that can help you face your challenges. You are not alone. You never were. And by showing up in this new brave mentality, you are reminding others around you as well that they are not alone either.